What about your cows? Did you have a place to keep them inside?
Well, yeah, if you had a big barn, you let them, had a fence, whole out around that barn, you let them cattle stay under that barn.
I see. What about, did you have hogs?
Oh yeah, let them run out in the woods back then till you got ready to kill. Whatever ones you want to kill, just catch them up, put them in the pen. Feed them, we call that fattening them then.
Yes, sir. What did you call that pen?
Hog pen.
Hog pen.
Yeah. That's all it's ever used for, a hog pen.
Right. Did that hog pen on your farm have any kind of shelter to it, or was it open?
Well, generally, take a few boards, lay across from side to side, you know, keep rain off of them.
Yes.
In cold weather.
I see. Ever heard one with a concrete floor called a hog parlor?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but that is in later years.
Mm-hmm. I see. I always thought that was kind of a interesting expression to say a hog parlor.
Yeah, that. I'm sure they've hauled for them now. They all got them.
Yes, sir.
That concrete floor and everything. Call that a hog parlor.
Is something like that just easier to keep up, or?
Well, yeah, you see, the way they build that floor, it's a little bit tilt and slant. And they have different places in there that they can separate them. Then they take hoses, wash all that out, and just below there, they got a pond built full of water to wash that hog manure in, you see, and everything, where it won't have no odor much.
Right. So you in the hog business if you got a hog parlor?
That's right. That's right. You're raising them for the market.
Right. I see. And you said you had stables for your horses?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I see. Was there any special place where you'd take your cows to milk them?
No.
Where was that usually done?
Done under that big barn we had.
In the barn?
Yeah.
I see. Did you milk cows much?
No, sir. I never could milk.
Who did that mostly? Your mother?
My mother, yeah.
I see. Did you have a place in the barn, maybe on the upper part of it, where you kept some hay?
Yeah, call that the loft.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I see. You just had hay up there?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, around here, when a farmer cut his hay, if he didn't want to bale it right away, would he ever just pile it up?
Right. Put a pole down in the ground, just pile it all around that pole, make a kind of a dome-like thing out of the hay.
Yes, sir.
And they claim that wouldn't get wet except just on top.
Yes, sir.
Cows would eat from the bottom and then keep slipping down.
Right. That's a pretty good way to do it, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
What did they call that once they done that?
I don't believe I ever heard of them. What do you call it? I don't believe it.
Reckon it was just a haystack?
Yeah, a haystack.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard people around here use the word windrows or something?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, that was where they, let's see, what they did call it. They call that when they'd rake the hay up all along in a long row, they'd call that a windrow.
I see. Did they do that before they piled it up or what?
Yeah, they do that when they, just before they'd start to haul it in.
Hmm. I see. Around here, if you didn't want to put your hay inside a barn, do you have any kind of shelter, maybe with just four posts or something like that and something for a roof that you could put the hay under?
No, sir. Don't believe me. Remember seeing that.
Don't have those around here.
No.
I see.